RTI.com.
Hello to a new episode of the RTI Interview. Today we talk about real estate, especially in the Nordic region of Europe. Are investments in these regions suitable for diversification for international investors? It is my great pleasure to announce our guest today. It's Mr. Dick Anrod from United Bankers. He is the head of international distribution. Hello, Dick. Nice to have you with us today.
Hi, Christian, and thanks for giving me the opportunity to talk about Nordic real estate.
Dick, can you please give us a brief introduction to the Nordic real estate markets?
Yeah, sure. The Nordic region has a population of around 27 million, and the four largest countries are Denmark, Norway, Sweden, and Finland. And together, they form a major property market in Europe, representing around 20% of deal volume.
What are the key attributes of the Nordic region?
Well, the Nordic countries have historically had strong economies and still have. The region has fast-growing metropolitan cities, and two Nordic capitals are among the top five fastest-growing cities in Europe. Unemployment rates are below the European average, and GDP per capita among the highest in Europe. Then, looking at the operating environment, it's stable with societies in the EU with both NATO memberships and partnerships. The real estate and finance and tax legislation is uniform and EU-aligned, and the real estate market has a high level of transparency with good access to key data. Let's not also forget that the region is a forerunner within sustainability, and during times of climate change, the Nordic region is among the safest places on Earth. And as your channel is mostly targeted towards Central European investors, I'd like to also highlight that the Nordic region provides opportunities to hedge a variety of economic, political, and environmental risks, as there's a certain degree of decorrelation with core European markets.
What is the opportunity for non-Nordic real estate investors?
Well, I say to European investors, look north for yield and growth. The market here is still quite dominated by local investors, and the region appears to be at an earlier stage in the property market cycle. So we can see a positive yield gap compared to the European real estate market. Looking at the capital cities, I'd say it's around 50 bips. And what's quite interesting is that moving outside of the capital cities significantly increases the yield. And you don't even have to go that far. So I'm sitting in Helsinki, where prime office yields have been at sub 4% level. But if you go to Tampere, which is the second largest urban area in Finland, less than 200 kilometers from Helsinki, the yield jumps to around 6%. And the Nordic fundamentals we just spoke about, they're driving growth as well. You can see it clearly in the region's rental growth, which is the highest in Europe. But anyhow, foreign investors are becoming more frequent. I would say that's a major value driver, and that's going to increase liquidity and narrow the yield gap.
Are there any differences between the countries within the Nordic regions?
Although the Nordic region is quite uniform, there are differences between the individual countries and their respective real estate markets, just as you are suggesting. Norway has a strong economy, and with their energy assets, it seems like they aren't even experiencing a crisis. They've also had higher interest rates than the other Nordic countries for a while, so they're used to the rates environment we're going into. Sweden also has a strong economy and a very liquid real estate market and has some of the cities with the highest population growth in the Nordics, but it's also the most expensive market. Denmark has a flavor of Central Europe. Its location is perfect for logistics, and especially here we're seeing a significant inflow of foreign capital. And then Finland, where yield levels have typically been a bit higher, providing a competitive cash flow, but the market is also quite small. Now, these differences, they allow within a Nordic mandate for a certain strategic asset allocation while profiting from Nordic trends.
Already coming to the last question, how do you see the future for the Nordic real estate?
Well, it feels like the size of Nordic investment mandates are growing, and the real estate sector is no exception. From an asset allocation point of view, I expect the Nordic markets to be a more integral part within European allocations. And we're at United Bankers happy for that, as we are a Nordic manager helping Central European investors achieve that.
That was Mr. Dick Enrod from United Bankers. He is the head of international distribution. Thank you very much, Dick.
Thank you, Christian.
LTE.com, the online portal for institutional investors in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. LTE.com.